Dear Mom and Dad, I would have gotten an A this semester, but the professors are too mean. If you have kids at Princeton, you might get a letter like this because the Princeton University faculty has voted in favor of limiting the number of A's that it awards to undergraduates. Professors approved the plan this week, making the Ivy League school the first college or university to formally confront what many say is an epidemic of grade inflation. NPR's Anthony Brooks reports.
Many education experts say grade inflation is a widespread problem. Consider the findings of a Princeton University survey last year of 8 Ivy League colleges plus Stanford, MIT, and the University of Chicago. The survey found that A's made up between 44% and 55% of undergraduate grades. Princeton College Dean Nancy Malkiel says in recent years, Princeton students have gotten A's almost half the time, a big jump from the mid-70s, when they got A's less than a third of the time.
The trouble with that is it doesn't give students the best educational signals about what they're accomplishing, and it doesn't motivate them to stretch to do their best work.
So under new guidelines approved this week by Princeton faculty, professors will be expected to limit the number of A's they give to undergraduates to 35%. For juniors and seniors pursuing independent work, Dean Malkiel says A's will be capped at 55%.
Those expectations match very closely the way we graded at Princeton over the period from the early 1970s through the early 1990s.
Arthur Levine, president of Teachers College at Columbia University, applauds Princeton's move, calling it modest but significant.
That is extraordinary, that limiting A's to 35% actually makes an improvement and decreases grade inflation. It's going to have an impact, though. It's going to be a model for colleges all over the country in terms of how they view grade inflation.
But Levine says there is a downside for those Princeton students who were getting A's who will now get B's.
There have been a few colleges in America that have maintained grading curves. And all of those schools report that it's been real hard to get graduate schools and employers to understand that a student who has a C-plus average or B-minus average is actually doing as well as the rest of the class. So the schools that have put limits on this have been disadvantaged.
Not surprisingly, many students at Princeton oppose the change. And William Copeland, a professor of public affairs at the Maxwell School at Syracuse University, understands why. Copeland says there's nothing wrong with inflated grades. He argues they actually help students to relax and focus on learning.
If you have standards and the students meet the standards and they all get A's, then that's good. I don't really understand the opposite position. I guess it's on the assumption that competition and creating hysteria will produce more learning. And there's actually research to show that that works for a minority of students. For the majority, it doesn't work.
But Princeton's college dean, Nancy Malkiel, says returning to standards that were in place just a few years ago is reasonable.
We really do believe, as we look back to our experience very recently in the early 1990s, that students were not under excessive pressure when we graded the way we will going forward.
So starting next fall, Princeton undergraduates can expect fewer A's and more B's. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.